Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. You know that feeling when your phone is constantly buzzing, your inbox is overflowing, and you're trying to juggle a million things at once? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that thrives on constant connection, and demands our attention 24/7. But let me tell you something, taking care of your mental health means saying no sometimes. It means setting healthy boundaries so you can protect your energy and recharge. And trust me, it's not selfish, it's essential. So, what does that mean exactly? Well, today we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, those invisible lines we draw to define our limits and protect our well-being. We'll break down 5 key takeaways to help you set some seriously healthy boundaries for your mental health. Number 1. Identify your needs. Ever heard the saying you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what you need to feel fulfilled and energized. Think about things like your time, energy levels, emotional capacity, what drains you. What brings you joy? Get clear on those needs because they're the foundation for setting healthy limits. Number 2. Learn to say no with grace. This is a big one, folks. Saying no doesn't have to be rude or aggressive. It can be a simple but firm thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now. Practice saying it out loud, it gets easier with time. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources, and you deserve to invest them in things that truly matter to you. Number 3. Communicate clearly. When setting boundaries, be direct and specific about what you need. Don't leave room for misinterpretation. If you need some alone time to recharge, say so. If certain topics make you uncomfortable, let people know. Clear communication prevents misunderstandings and helps build respect in your relationships. Number 4. Set expectations early. Think of boundaries like the rules of a game. They create a fair and respectful playing field. Establish your boundaries from the start, whether it's with friends, family, colleagues, or even social media. Let people know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. And finally, number 5. Remember that boundaries are a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice to find the right balance. Be patient with yourself, adjust your boundaries as needed, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Imagine this. You're feeling completely overwhelmed with work deadlines and social obligations. Your phone is constantly buzzing, emails are piling up, and you feel like you're on the verge of a meltdown. But wait. You remember your boundaries, the ones you set for yourself to protect your mental health. You gently decline an extra meeting request, shut off notifications for a few hours, and prioritize some self-care time. You take a walk, listen to music, or simply enjoy a quiet moment. By prioritizing your well-being, you're able to handle the rest of your day with clarity and focus. So, what's the takeaway here? Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember, identify your needs. Know what truly energizes and fulfills you. Practice saying no. Protect your time and energy by politely declining requests that don't align with your priorities. Communicate clearly. Be direct and specific about your boundaries so there's no room for confusion. Set expectations early. Establish your limits from the start to create a fair and respectful environment. Remember, it's a journey. Boundaries evolve as you grow, so be patient with yourself and keep refining what works best. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one boundary you need to set today. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment or carving out some time for self-care. Then, communicate that boundary clearly and confidently. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a priority, not a luxury. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.